bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Level Ground by Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, August 24, 2020, Psalm 26, verses 11 and 12. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me, O Lord, and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. In the great assembly, I will bless the Lord. Churches have been beginning to open after being closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Assemblies, great and small, are in some cases permitted once again to gather as brothers and sisters in Christ to bless the Lord who redeemed them. Still, in worship or apart from it, many people may feel that they are not really standing on level ground. Everything seems to be shifting underfoot. From society-wide issues, global pandemic fears, political conflicts, to the trouble that strikes closer to home, loss of home, loss of employment, family strife, or the illness of a loved one. You and I may make every personal effort to walk in integrity as the Lord wants us to do, but we cannot find that level ground. With the psalmist, you and I plead, redeem me and be gracious to me. Only one man has truly walked with integrity, the God-man, Jesus Christ. Peter says it in his first letter, chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. He said of Jesus, he committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. The ground was not always level beneath our Lord's feet as he faced hatred, rejection, and unbelief. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus pleaded with his Father for redemption and grace. He asked that the terrible cup of suffering and death, the cup of God's wrath against sin, might be removed from him. Yet Jesus also asked that his Father's will would be done. And so it was. The ground shifted beneath the Savior's feet as he was betrayed and arrested. He was tried and unjustly condemned to death. There was likely very little ground at Golgotha where Jesus was nailed to the cross. Although he had walked through his entire life in innocence and with integrity, Jesus bore our sins in his body on the cross. He was punished for our lack of integrity, our hatred and selfishness, our pride and jealousy. Every sin of thought, word, and action, in our place, he drained the cup of God's wrath against sin. Taken down from the cross, Jesus' body was laid in the tomb. On the third day, the first Easter morning, the ground shifted as never before. Jesus was raised bodily from death, and his victory over death is our victory, your victory. The redemption for which you and I pray was accomplished by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. The burden of guilt is lifted because Jesus lives. You too have new life in his name. You are united with him in baptism. You have been buried with him and raised with him, raised to walk with integrity in newness of life. At the foot of the cross, you find the level ground you seek, level ground that can be found nowhere else. You and I may not always be able to assemble with our fellow believers to worship, but one day we will stand before God's throne in the great assembly of all the redeemed to bless the Lord who saved us. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, when the ground seems to shift beneath our feet, turn our hearts and minds to the promises of your word and hold us securely in your hand. Amen.